forget the day that really hit me that I was truly living my dream. I was flying my jet helicopter from a business meeting in Los Angeles, traveling to Orange County on the way to one of my seminars. And as I flew over the city of Glendale, California, I suddenly recognized a large building. And I stopped the helicopter and hovered above it. It's kind of a fun thing to do in a helicopter. You can't do it in a plane. And as I looked down, I realized this is the building that I'd worked in as a janitor a mere 12 years ago. In those days, I've been concerned about whether my 1960 Volkswagen would hang together for the 30-minute trip to work. My life had been focused on how am I going to survive. I felt alone and I felt fearful. But that day, as I hovered there in the sky, I thought, what a difference a decade can make. I did have a dream back then, but at the time it seemed like it would never be realized. Today, though, I've really come to believe that all my past failures, all my frustrations were actually just laying the foundation for the understandings that have created the new level of living I now enjoy. As I continue my flight south along the coastal route, I spotted dolphins playing with the surfers in the waves below. It's a special sight that my wife Becky and I treasure as one of life's special gifts. Finally, we reached Irvine, California, and as I began to look below, I was a little disturbed when I saw that the off-ramp to my seminar was jammed with bumper-to-bumper traffic for more than a mile. I thought to myself, boy, I hope, you know, whatever else is going on tonight gets started soon so that the people coming to my seminar can arrive on time. But as I started to descend down to the helipad, I began to see a brand new picture. Thousands of people being held back by security just where I was about to land. Suddenly, I began to grasp the reality. The traffic jam had been caused by people coming to my event. Although we'd expected only 2,000 people, I was facing a crowd over 7,000 in an auditorium that would only hold 5,000. When I walked on the arena from the landing pad, I was surrounded by hundreds of people who wanted to give me a hug or tell me how my work had positively impacted their lives. The stories they shared with me were absolutely incredible. I was so touched by the emotions in the room that I got choked up. And after I was introduced, at first I couldn't even speak. And as I looked out on the audience, I saw 5,000 smiling, cheering, loving faces. And in that moment, I realized I am living my dream. What a feeling to know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, I have information and strategies and philosophies and skills that could truly assist any one of these people in empowering themselves to make the changes they desire most. You know, a flood of images and emotions started to flow over me. I began to remember an experience I had only a few years before, sitting there in my 400 square foot bachelor apartment in Venice, California, all alone and crying. I remember listening to the lyrics of a Neil Diamond song. I am, I said, to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am, I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why, leaving me lonely still. I remember feeling like my life didn't even matter, as if the events of the world were controlling me. I also remember the moment my life changed, the moment I finally said, I've had it. I know I'm much more than I'm demonstrating, mentally, emotionally, physically. I'm more than what my life is showing right now. I made a decision in that moment, which was to alter my life forever. I decided to change virtually every aspect of my life. I decided I would never again settle for less than I could be. Who would have guessed that this decision would bring me to such an incredible moment now? I mean, how could a young kid like me with nothing but a high school education have created such dramatic changes? My answer is simple. I learned to harness the principle I now call concentration of power. Most people have no idea the giant capacity we can instantly command when we focus. in an instant.